Well, there you go.
Happy Monday, everyone. Welcome to 411 Sports World. I'm your host, TKJ, Mr. 411. Welcoming back to panel today is Lady D.
Hi.
And the man himself, Zach.
Go Dawgs!
Goodness.
Today we will discuss a topic about the youth in sports, and should there be an age limit at all professional levels, not just certain sports. So, as we all know, at the NFL level, draftees, kids that want to join the NFL, they have to be 3 years removed from their high school class, from their high school graduating class. And in the NBA, you have an age limitation of 20 years old, or you have to be a year removed from your high school class. So, Lady D and Zach,
uh-huh.
I'd like to know, what are your thoughts on this, and should there be an age limitation across the board in all professional sports?
In all professional sports?
Yes, ma'am.
I'm having a hard time grasping the concept, because I think what you're talking about is it's not that people can't play those sports, but when you get to the professional level, you know, in basketball and football, there's a, you know, I guess the NBA and the NFL is what you're talking about, because there are professional levels in other sports. Like for instance, baseball, the minor league is still considered professional, even though it's not the major league. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
In tennis, you can be an amateur. You know, I don't know that your age is what limits you there. It may be your skill level. I'm not quite sure how that works, but I know, like, for instance, Venus and Serena, you know, have been playing tennis at a professional level since they were in their teens. So, you know, going by the NFL and the NBA standard, they wouldn't be able to do that. I don't know that either one of them went to college or was able to do so, because they were already professionals by that age. I don't think that it hurt them. However, for the NBA and the NFL, I think that, you know, there's a good reason for those restrictions. I think that in the NBA in particular, I'm not sure about the NFL, but, you know, they had, you know, up until back in the 70s, I guess, or the 80s, you know, people were coming straight out of high school and going to the NBA. And a few of them were very successful at it, but most of them weren't. You know, so.
Were they also going to the ABA as well?
Well, now that there was a time when the ABA was an option, you know, and so I don't remember, you know, that's before my time, you know, understanding the sport, but I do know that the restrictions that they have now are kind of forcing these young men to go get some education, even if they don't want to, even if that's not what they would prefer to do. It's forcing them to go to get the exposure that they need, and they have to go to college. They can't just go goofing off in the neighborhood. You know, you can't do, like, I remember back when I was a kid, and I'm not going to give you a number, a year, but I remember when I grew up in New York. Well, we used to go to the Rucker tournament every summer. It was in Harlem. It was across the street from the Bronx. It was in Harlem. And the Rucker tournament back in the day was it wasn't what it is now, where you got all these superstars showing up and everybody's out there showboating. Back in the day, it was just where the kind of people that didn't go to college, that didn't make the NBA, the kind of people that are just your regular street people, they're walking around, they have so much talent. These people can ball, y'all. I promise you, you would see the best basketball I've ever seen at the Rucker tournament, because these people were talented, but they were not. These are the people who had problems with drugs, and they had problems with, you know, learning disabilities. They had a whole bunch of issues. They came from these homes where they had to work. They couldn't afford to go to college. You know, they could play some ball, and that's where you would go, that's what you would go to the Rucker to see. These people, this tournament was for people who didn't make it to the pros. Now, as I grew older, I think the first year that I remember going to the Rucker, and they were like professional people, was when the year when I can't remember what his name used to be, but World Be Free showed up, and
wow.
and that was a long time ago, but I can't remember what his name was, but he had just changed his name and he showed up at the Rucker, and then superstars. After that, it got to the point where people like us couldn't even get in anymore. You know, the Rucker, you know, the Rucker playground is just a little playground, and it, I swear to you, it's not a big fancy complex. It's just a playground with a chain link fence. The people would be climbing up on the fence, because the bleachers would fill up. You would get there early, and that deuce and a quarter, that was back in the day, man. My stepdad would take us down there, you know, every summer. That was our recreation. I was the closest thing, you know, my family was all girls, so I was the closest thing there was to somebody who cared.
Right.
And
right.
we just loved it. But like I said, that back in the day, the people who didn't, you know, you had to go to college. You know, there was a point in which, like, when Moses Malone and I think Kobe Bryant also didn't go to college, you know. But nowadays, these young men, they don't all make it. And so at least all of them have that in their background. You know, you may be good enough to go to college on that scholarship, and you get that education whether you wanted to or not, because not everybody's going to make those, not going to make the NBA roster or the NFL roster.
But is it fair, you know what I'm saying, is it fair that, you know, it's going to sound kind of harsh, but should we make basketball players and football players go play at a college when you have a NASCAR driver at age 16, 17, 18, they can just, you know, just go straight into professional level of racing. And they don't have to go race for the University of Alabama or any other school.
Right.
You know,
but,
whether
okay.
it's for a year,
I
two,
what you're
three,
saying.
Four. So why what's the difference there?
I don't know how much you know about NASCAR, and I don't know how much I know about NASCAR. I used to follow NASCAR very closely, and I actually enjoy it. I don't just look at it as people riding around in a circle. I understand the interconnections and how there's teams and they work together. However, when in NASCAR, in order to get a sponsor, those sponsors are your mentors. They take care of you. They make sure that you get all of this stuff that you're supposed to get. They make sure that you're getting paid right. They make sure that you're taking care of business. These young guys that are running around playing basketball and football, if they didn't have the structure that they get in college, they would never get anywhere in the NBA. You have to have that now. It's a business. It's no longer just talent is all you need to have. It's a business, and you need to. There are things that you're going to learn that you can't learn, you know, playing street ball. There's things that you need to have to survive in the NFL or the NBA that you are going to learn in college. You got, actually, in football, what is it they're talking about? The playbook. You got to be able to learn how to read one, how to. So in some cases they do root out the ones that can't handle it. But these people are getting an education, whether they make it to the NBA and the NFL or not. So actually, the system is doing them a favor, whether they see it that way or not. So that's my thoughts on it. Zachariah, how about it?
Well, I think each sport should be considered its own entity. So the rule for football can't be the same as the rule for basketball or baseball or tennis or golf, because each organization is going to have different requirements. Just like with any job, if you were applying for it, each job has their own requirements they're looking for that job. The age limit thing, I don't think you need one in the NBA. Guys like Kobe Bryant, Kevin Garnett, LeBron James, all those individuals, they've proven that it doesn't matter what age you are in basketball, it matters your skill level. If you have the skill level to play, then you're going to be able to play. Will it take you longer? Yeah, it'll take you longer. You know, going off of the maturity thing, that you can't go off of. There's guys that go to college for 4 years, and then they go to the NFL and they mess up. There's guys in the NBA that have come straight in like LeBron, and you never get an issue out of them. So that part is all going to be on the individual.
I beg to differ. The decision. Okay, go ahead.
Nothing wrong with that. That was a great decision, actually.
Yeah.
But
as a Miami fan, I'm just, sure you think so, yeah.
It was the best decision he's ever made in his life.
Bullshit.
But just look at the NFL. I think what the NFL could do now, that back in the day, that rule was perfectly fine of guys couldn't come out for the draft until they were juniors, because from a physical standpoint, these guys they didn't hit the weights, didn't train like they do now. But in football, and really in all sports,
mm-hmm.
all sports, athletes tend to play just that one sport instead of specializing or playing, I'm sorry, instead of playing different sports, they just specialize in their one sport now. So you can probably have football players come out after 2 years because they get to campus, a lot of them early, i.e. graduate early from their senior year so they can get on campus. So they've been in a weight program, training program, a lot of them for 2 years, and they have grown men bodies. Running backs are definitely probably ready to play after their sophomores. Quarterbacks probably need more time, but all of that should be, just based on the individual position or what have you. But I think 2 years in a pro football or college football will be fine to make it to the pros. You don't need a time limit in professional basketball. I look at professional basketball just like baseball. If the guys have the skill level, then they'll be able to make it. Now, I don't think that the NBA or society in a whole should be concerned if individuals decide to go to the draft. And if they don't get drafted, that they just have to go back out there in society and find their way, because people do that all the time. Everybody that goes to college doesn't necessarily finish college, and they have to go find their way in life. So if that individual makes that choice that they want to leave early, that's on them. And there's only so many people that actually are doing that anyway. So it's not like it's such a large number that we need to worry about it, because you still have plenty of athletes that do stay in college. And especially if you did the basketball thing, if you get rid of the kids that don't really want to go to college, now you're going to have individuals that are going to Duke, Kentucky, you know, Alabama, wherever, that
mm-hmm.
actually want to be in college and want to be a student, where these other individuals can either try their luck in the NBA or go overseas or whatever, but they're not being forced to do something that they don't want to do. Because if they want to go ahead and start their professional career in this, then they should be able to do it. If I was really good at computers, I don't necessarily have to go to college so I can go get me a job with a company if I'm already really good with computers. So why make these individuals do things when they can already do it if there's no benefit to them? If they don't want to go to college, don't make them go to college. We don't make baseball players go to college. We don't make tennis and golf players go to college. So that's something that should be looked at. Football is probably the worst because, as Lacey said, you got a younger guys that are getting out there playing with grown men, and
mm-hmm.
that can be a problem because these grown men, a lot of them, they've been in a professional setting where they have had different type training than these guys get even at the elite colleges. So they're going to be a little more physical. But I still think 2 years time in a college football program, depending on what the position is, would be good enough for some of them, not all of them, but, you know, some of them, like a guy like a Ty Burrows, he shouldn't have had to come back to the University of Georgia, especially when he had the physical ability to go ahead. I mean, him coming back to Georgia for a year, all it did was, it was a waste of time for him, honestly. He got an ACL injury. Luckily, he still got drafted in the NFL, and he didn't even benefit the school. A guy like him should be able to leave, but it's going to be a case-by-case with every individual. But 2 years now is good for everybody. They just programs are better now, even high school programs, that these kids are so physical that that part they can handle. The mental aspect of it, you don't know how that's going to work. Look at Sheldon Richardson. He did with the high-speed chase, having a gun in his car, with the 12-year-old in the back. That's, you can't prepare for something like that. Alden Smith's situation in San Francisco, where he had his issues with alcohol, and he was out driving fast, and ultimately had to go to a rehab. Stuff like that.
Not a lot you can do about people who are just stupid.
Well, well, maybe not necessarily stupid, but just they have issues or they got stuff there. Those things you can't account for, whether the person is 18 or whether they're 30. A lot of that is just going to come down to your background that you have. But from a physical standpoint, if they can manage it, they should be allowed to play. And it's no reason to make them wait. And the NBA, well, NBA, and then you even go, as I said, baseball, tennis, golf, they have shown you that these individuals can come in and they can do well. And if you go to a lot of the European leagues, individuals, they do play early because they don't have those restrictions that we have, and a lot of them do just fine.
Yeah, because think about Tony Parker. I mean, he played professional basketball his entire career. Came over to the Spurs at, what, age 19? But he was playing professionally years before that, you know. Pau Gasol, you know, Dirk Nowitzki. So, you know, I'm just wondering how come, you know, in our country, you know, certain sports we want to limit the age, but then in other sports we don't.
Well, we know what part of that is.
Mm-hmm.
Football is a moneymaker. So they're not going to want to give up football. And to a degree, college football is kind of like a minor league for the professional football. So they kind of work hand-in-hand.
As is basketball.
As that,
mm-hmm.
that work,
right, right, right.
Basketball kind of. But basketball, unfortunately, college basketball is getting watered down so much that a lot of these guys, they don't learn. They don't get any better playing in college. Like it does a kid no good now to stay in college for 4 years because the competition he's playing against just isn't good enough to get him better.
And the style of play. Is different.
Yep, absolutely. So, but those are the money making sports. So of course they want to have individuals in their sport. And as far as for the NBA, it'd be great for the NBA if you could have a Kevin Durant go play at the University of Texas for 2 years, because now when he comes to the professional league, people know who he is versus how they kind of had that thing going for a while where all their players were coming straight to the NBA. You didn't know who any of them were, and they kind of had to build themselves up. So they would love for it to be a two-year thing because it benefits them. Whereas college baseball, who cares? None of us really watch college baseball. Even if you do watch the College World Series.
I don't.
You probably don't remember any of those.
I've turned to it.
I don't. But to be fair, if you think about it, and I hear what you're saying, and there are parts of it that I agree with. The problem that the part that I'm talking about is the fact that everybody's not going to make that team. The Kevin Durant's and the LeBron James's, those people are so few and far between that you can't even put them in a conversation with everybody else. You know, if you think about the number of colleges out there, the number of people who are playing college football, the number of people who are playing college basketball, and the number of people who are actually in the NFL or the NBA, the numbers are just not on their side. But all of these guys who are going to college are at least getting something else in, you know, in their lives, which they wouldn't get if everybody just thought, well, I'll just go straight from high school to, you know, everybody would be trying to do that. Everybody would make it. And then because that's their sole focus, they wouldn't be able to go to college either.
But they will, but they just won't be able to go. They just won't be able to go for, you know, for quote unquote free, you know.
Yeah.
To play.
Well, I'm just saying, and they won't
go. You can still go to school. mean,
but their focus is not school. Their focus is getting to the NBA and the NFL. And they none of them ever think about not making it. Most of them don't
focus,
make it.
That's their focus now anyway. So you're not going to change that.
Right, but they know that college is a means to an end, and they have no choice. But if you give them a choice, they will bypass that. Is what
okay,
I'm saying.
But that's their choice.
Well, they would make bad choices. They would make very bad choices. And a lot of these guys, if you look at them, if you think about it, I certainly want them to be employed someplace. I'd rather they be in college when, you know, now that football is no longer an option. What the hell do you do with all of that brawn and aggression and, you know, it's just not a pretty picture.
But we don't do that for other college students, because there's a whole bunch of college students that are going to drop out every year for
yeah,
whatever
that's
reason.
True. They're going to, but at least this gives these guys a shot. These guys, and a lot of them are coming from situations where this is all they really have, you know. So the college kind of prolongs the ride for them, because most of them are not making it to the professionals anyway.
Maybe, but then what happens when you get a place like the University of North Carolina that the kid, all he wants to do is go pro. The school, all they want the kid to do is play. So they
yep.
put them in classes that aren't going to help them get a job, because everyone talks about college, like just like you're doing. You say college, and that's good, but
mm-hmm.
it doesn't matter if you go to college if you get yourself, say, an art degree, or you get yourself some degree that okay, now you
oh,
got this.
Oh come on, it does matter.
No, it doesn't.
They matter. It's like it may not be the easiest way to earn a living, but it does matter.
But you can't.
There is value
job,
in it
so.
For the sake of it, just for the sake of having earned it. There is value in that.
Well, I think there's a lot of people out there that's unemployed that would argue with that. And then, like I said, North Carolina puts these kids in these classes. They don't learn anything. So now we got people
sure.
that are getting a degree, but they're still illiterate. And what was the benefit? Because they didn't really
well,
want
you,
to go
you,
to school.
Well, you
anyway.
Know, I felt like Shaq was illiterate when I first saw him, when he first came across the scene. It's like, this guy is illiterate. What school did he go to? They didn't teach him a dad. They didn't teach him how to speak freaking English. What was that, LSU, I think?
Yeah, Louisiana State. You're right.
I'm just saying, you know, these people, at least they're getting a college education for whatever that's worth. It's certainly worth more than a high school diploma. It just is. There's a benefit to it.
But can't you get a college degree? But can't
ahead.
You get a college degree without, you know, having to just go to school just to play there? I mean,
these guys are not going to get a degree. Are you kidding me?
Well, they're not getting it going anyway.
But if they, yeah, exactly.
At least they're getting
if
one.
They're not going to get a degree. They're not going to get one anyway. No, that's just it. They're not getting one. Because these guys that don't want to get a degree, as soon as they're eligible to go to the draft,
they're
go
gone.
Anyway. That now, what would be good to have is if we had numbers of how many individuals go back and get their degree.
Not many.
Right.
But exactly.
You have those that do.
But
it's few and far in between.
But without the system that we have in place, nobody would be going. They wouldn't bother.
Well,
they would bypass it altogether.
True. But that's not true at all. You'd have plenty of athletes still that go and get a degree. It just depends.
Yeah.
Like Kentucky, Calipari has done the best thing that I've seen so far, because he's got this system now that the kids can come there, and whenever they decide they want to go pro, they can go pro. But they will still have their scholarship waiting for them when they come back. So he's the first coach that I've actually heard do that. So he's trying to encourage these guys to get their education. But I'm just going to tell you once again, I played football, and I played with a lot of guys. The guys that don't want to go to school and don't want to get their education, they're not going to do it until they're ready to. Guess what? I was one of those guys. I was there to play football. School was just, I was doing that because that's what I was required to do. I could have cared less. And I didn't end up getting my degree until many years after it. But I finally said, you know what, I'm going to focus on getting my degree. So.
Okay, so when you decided to focus on getting your degree, did you have any classes under your belt that helped you get to the next level? Did you have to start from zero? Or did you have,
if
you had a little something to start with?
I did, but what would be better for these kids, in my opinion, is come up with some stuff especially like Kentucky kids, just using Calipari as an example, with what he's got going, he's pretty much got a pro pipeline. So instead of making these kids take English 101, History 101, all classes that ain't going to benefit them at all, and not being frank, they're not going to benefit them.
That's not true.
Give them taking a semester of courses, which a lot of them are doing, because all they got to do is take a semester to stay eligible, and then they can go ahead and put their name in the draft. A semester is not doing anything for them. Instead,
every little bit that
classes,
you learn helps. Every little bit helps.
Not when they're not interested, and not when the instructors could just be check it off, giving them a grade or whatever. So give them some stuff they can use, i.e., money management classes, i.e., hey, this is what's going to happen to you when you go to the NBA. Let's, you know, give them classes, stuff like that. Even athletes that's going to the University of Alabama, stuff, give them a curriculum that's going to teach them how to save their money, to deal with this stuff, deal with that stuff.
I agree with you that they need to have that. I agree with you that they need to have that. I believe that they need to have that in addition to the kind of curriculum that everybody else gets or some kind of form of that. I don't believe that's what I believe. I believe that going to college should be an experience that makes a difference in your life no matter who you are. And, you know, this whole idea of just kind of teaching them, you know, how to be NBA players, most of them are not going to be. Then most of them are not going to be NFL players. You know, maybe teach them how to be in the CFL or how to go to Europe and to learn some Spanish or something. All of the stuff that you learn can be helpful, you know. But I feel like these people, at least they're going to college as opposed to, what, sitting around the house or sitting around trying to figure out where their next meal is coming from. In the college, at least they're eating. They got a roof over their heads. There's a lot of advantages to being a college student. Maybe they don't appreciate it at this age, but it gets them out of their house. It gets them out of whatever environment they came from. It teaches them how to be someplace other than where they were. It takes them out of their comfort zone. There's good things. There's benefits to it.
So should the NASCAR driver go to college? Should they?
I don't really care about the NASCAR driver, but I can tell you this about him.
But why not?
He has a mentor. Because I don't know his struggle. I don't know his experience. I don't know what it takes to get into NASCAR. But I do understand that they have sponsors, and sponsors will take care of things. You know, I don't really know enough about that to really speak on it.
But what happens if he gets in an accident and can't drive?
I don't know enough about it to speak on it. I have a feeling that he's going to be okay. They've got sponsors that pay for this stuff, that have to pay for insurance for this stuff. You know, all of this stuff is insured. They have people that are looking out for their best interests at some level.
But at least
you can't just go out there with some uninsured car and just race around the track. You don't get to do that.
Understood, but what I'm saying is at least he's having the opportunity to go after his professional dream, right? Without people, without the powers that be giving him a restraint
here's where I see a difference is he's driving. They're calling it a sport, and I'm not arguing with that. But the sport that he's driving. Everybody, if you get to a certain age, can drive. You don't have people racing around in NASCAR when they're 14 because that's under the driving age. These people have reached the driving age, and allegedly they do it much better than the rest of us. But they're just driving. I don't.
Yeah, they're driving speeds excess of 200 miles an hour. So what happens when he gets?
Absolutely, and if they lived in Germany, they could also do that.
But brace his legs. And he can't drive anymore.
He has insurance.
Fall back on?
He has insurance. I mean.
But this is what you're saying. And Todd Gurley is a perfect example. His family.
Now, give a little background on Gurley first.
Who is that?
Okay. Todd Gurley, University of Georgia running back. He was a.
You just work that in, don't you?
Of course, he was a big time recruit out of the University of North Carolina, but his story
never heard of him.
This story.
Okay.
You're like the only person from Georgia then, but he was a Heisman Trophy candidate running back. He could have played in the NFL after his sophomore year. He was physical specimen like that, but he had to come back. And so he comes back.
Think Herschel Walker-ish.
Okay, now him I've heard of.
Yeah.
Yeah, think Herschel Walker-ish.
Similar to that.
Did he go to that same school?
Yes, he did.
Yes.
Of course. So he had to come back to University of Georgia last year for his junior year. His mother lives in a trailer, was having difficulty with bills and stuff like that. So what he had been doing for a while, I guess since he had been at Georgia, was he was taking money from a guy that sold memorabilia so he could send back home to his mom. I mean, and so he could have a little extra money in his pocket. And he'd been able to go to the NFL after his sophomore year. He wouldn't have had to do that. But the NCAA found out about it, and so he got suspended for 4 games. Had to get suspended, okay, and had to pay the money back. Does that, comes back, and now football is a sport where you're where you have to it's a physical sport. So he comes back, gets hurt, actually, first game he comes back, tears the ACL. Luckily, he still got drafted in the first round. But he was a first-round pick after his sophomore year. So him coming back, all that did was jeopardize his future. Don't know what degree he was going to get, but most likely the money that he's going to make in the NFL is more money than he would make doing anything else in life.
Okay.
But you want to put an age limit on that opportunity because those guys only have so much earning potential in their life. So, yeah, they may go out, and they may not make it. But it's okay because a lot of them do not make it in what they do. But every time they step on the court, they're taking a chance of – they or the court or the field take a chance that they may not be able to do what it is that they're all best at doing.
Okay, now, okay, just out of fairness to me, that is a whole separate subject. I absolutely do not agree about the way that college sports are run in this country, where they're considered amateurs, but they're bringing in all this money for these schools. Now, that's a whole different subject. I think that it is better for these young men or young women to go ahead and get some kind of an education. I absolutely agree with that. Now, I don't believe for a second that these athletes shouldn't be insured and shouldn't have that to fall back on. You know, maybe for the university to take a little bit more care in how they use them if they had to pay insurance for them. And any time anybody gets hurt in college, they should be guaranteed something to compensate them for the loss of future utility. You know what I'm saying?
So he had insurance, but he was a big time guy for the university. But what happens to the guy he's not a big time guy. He's a fringe guy that will be maybe a third or fourth round pick.
His value, his insurance value is going to be commensurate with, you know, with that with that.
But I'm saying the school the
diminished
school
kind of capacity.
And I guess my thing is, why does he have to? Why is he being forced to get a degree in a field that's not in what he wants to do?
Because most of the people who are trying to get into that field are not getting in. And when I say most, I mean something around like 90 to 95% of them. They all want to do that. 90 to 95% of them are not going to be able to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
it looks out for the masses.
But you're making a choice for them. Why should we get to make a choice for them?
I'm kind of trying to make a choice for society at large because we all have to deal with the aftermath when these people with all this damn testosterone and all of this talent that they thought that they had can't do anything. They can't do anything with it. They need to have something to fall back on. Other than
stereotype.
Too bad.
You still got people out there. I'm sure a lot of the murderers, drug dealers, and the people burglarizing are not former football players that didn't make it to the NFL.
No, you know why? Because they have it. They have to go to school. Just saying.
I look at it like.
We're never going to agree about. Allow
the kids the opportunity to go professional. If they want to go, they go. If they make it, they make it. If they don't, they just go fall into life just like everybody else.
And I say no.
At that point, you still can go to school. You can still go to school. So you go into school, finish, and that option is still there.
How many schools are there?
Well, there's millions of schools to go to.
Let's say there's 100 schools, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
And let's say every school has like 12 people, right?
Okay.
On the roster officially. I'm not sure how college works, but I'm pretty sure it's similar.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're talking, 1,200, potential people who could say, "I want to go try for the NBA." I mean, how many of them are going to make it? You know what I'm saying? Do the math.
That's
it's
true.
It's not happening.
But why take the opportunity away from somebody that wants to go for that at that particular time? Like, if you want to go
because
for that,
they're not ready.
Go for it. If you don't make it, guess what?
Because they're not
ready. You can still go to school. You can still get your education.
If you're all that, then it shouldn't hurt you. You know.
Have you ever seen the movie Million Dollar Baby? Clint Eastwood. Morgan Freeman.
I haven't. I've heard about it, but I have not seen it.
Oh, Lord Jesus, you got to start watching movies. Anyway.
I need to watch. Yeah.
Morgan Freeman was a beat-up boxer in the movie, and all he could do was work in the gym and sweep the floor. And Clint Eastwood had been his trainer, and Clint Eastwood felt bad that he let the fight go on too long for Morgan Freeman. And Morgan
Ooh.
Freeman... Morgan Freeman
what?
In the movie.
Oh, was he punch drunk or just...
Kind of you need to go watch Million Dollar Baby. It's
okay.
Isn't too old? Isn't Morgan Freeman too old to be boxing?
And once again, that's not the point of what I'm saying.
Yeah.
The point of what I'm saying is Morgan Freeman said he doesn't
Did he fight Rocky?
About it. Finish now?
Yes.
Okay. Now, point being is that he said he was happy that he had the opportunity to go out there and fight for the heavyweight title. Didn't matter that he didn't win. Didn't matter that, hey, he's sweeping the floors in the gym now.
Oh, my goodness.
It was the fact that he got to pursue his dream.
Uh-huh.
And that's the same thing with these kids.
You see, in real life, people don't really feel like that. They be like, oh, why didn't somebody tell me? How come nobody warned me? Yeah. Yeah.
It's not like they just get to step out there. They get information from the league. And once again, we're talking about rules of actually only apply to college basketball players and college football players. These rules don't apply to baseball players because if you're a baseball player, you get to enter in a draft out of high school or you can go to college and you got to play for 3 years.
Yeah. They have
we can do an option like that, but they don't have options. And the reason is the NBA, NFL, or in cahoots with college basketball, college football, because
it's a machine.
Those are the money-making sports, and they're using it to groom their players. And all of that is fine, but let's not pretend like we're doing this for the kids' benefit. It's not for the kids' benefit. Now,
well, see, I believe that it's for the kids' benefit. I believe that.
But
you believe
it. It's not. Because
but it is.
I don't want it.
Education is to your benefit. That's why we fought so hard all these years for these people, for kids to get an education so that they can go on and go to college and things like that. It is to their benefit. They may not see it.
But they still can get it. They can still get an education.
No, they can't.
That part of the equation is not taken out. You can go to school.
Exactly.
You don't have to play for a college to go to school.
But these people are the kind of people, they have been raised in this football culture. If they don't have to, they're not going to. The fact that they would rather go straight to the pros instead of going to college in the first place tells you all you need to know about their mindset. They ain't trying to go to college. That ain't plan B.
So why would a college accept?
Anybody to go to college is successful.
Why would the college even accept a kid then? If the college is so concerned.
Because they've been raised up in the football culture, and in the football culture way, they know exactly what they need to do to get. They do just enough to get by. But if they didn't have to do that, you see them. You can look at some of the graduation rates. People who don't have that to aspire to aren't even trying. You know,
if the colleges are so concerned about the kids getting an education.
I didn't say the colleges were all that concerned. I said I'm concerned.
Why do they recruit a player that they know wants to go pro before they even walk in the door?
Because they all want to go pro before they walk in the door. What are you saying?
Well, I don't believe all.
Find one that doesn't.
I don't
they all
want to
go pro.
I don't believe they all do.
They do.
I believe the majority of the students that go to college to play, they know that's their ticket right there. That's their level. But you have players that are
no,
at college.
No,
level
no, no, no.
That
that's
are
not the way it works.
Professional players.
People who are athletes who are in sports like that, they all feel like they're the best and there's nothing holding them back. To get to the next level, they feel like they're just as good as everybody else out there. They have to feel like that. That's how they. That's where they're legends in their own minds. That's the mindset that they have to have to get out there and do what they do every day. That's the way they go. If they didn't have to go to college, they wouldn't do it. They would go try out, and if they made the team, the college would be the last thing on their mind. That is the reality of it.
To go to the Ivy League schools, thing like that, or the kids that go to Duke or Vanderbilt or Stanford, because I don't think they think that way.
It depends on if they went on a scholarship. You know, there's people who don't.
That way.
Well, there's kids out here that hey, I'm going to school, I'm going to play for a college, and I'm going there, and I'm using this as a way for me to get my education.
Yeah,
because that's where it's at. That's not the kids that we're talking about. We're talking about the kids that are the LeBron James level or
but
NBA
so,
level.
But see, when you say that
okay.
shows the ignorance of that argument because there's so
well,
few of them that you
well,
keep you can name them on one hand, and there's thousands upon thousands of people who
well,
are going out there and going to college who are not LeBron James.
But you have the LeBron James level all the way to the 12th man level that are professional. They are able to play in the NBA.
First of all, all of these teams already have 12 people that play there. You got to displace somebody. You have to be good enough to displace somebody who is a seasoned veteran, or even if they got there a year before you. I'm just saying how unrealistic it is. There are a handful of people who don't need to go through the process. I agree with you. There are a handful of people who are not going to be improved by this process. I am not concerned about them because they're going to be fine.
They may not be fine. They may break their leg in their first college game.
Well, you know what? They may break their leg in their first professional game, too. I mean, you know, that's something that you go through every day. You could get hit by a bus tomorrow. You can't use that argument.
But they got the money.
They got
the money.
Yeah, but you know what?
They
could get
more money.
That could happen at any point in time in anybody's career. You can't project that. You can't predict it. And there's really no way to get around it. That's a factor of just living life. Bad things can happen.
But
you think, Dwight?
But the difference is, but they get made money for it. It's one thing to play in college where you're getting your scholarship. There's another thing when you sign a $10, $15, $20 million contract in the NBA or NFL.
Right, and I'm saying that there's just not enough of those to go around. There's just
And
not.
You're right. You're right. The numbers, okay, you're right with the numbers. It's a small window of players. However, why should they have to sit back and wait just because?
Because it's for the greater good. That's why. Because
well,
because even it's not just the, about them. They're not the only
greater,
people in the world. It helps more people
good,
than it hurts. That's
but the
why.
The greater good is for everybody to have an opportunity to do what they want
and
to do.
And everybody does have an opportunity. You got to wait your turn just like everybody damn else. That's why.
But Lacey,
yes.
That's not true. Because once again, here goes another perfect example. USC quarterback. You may not remember him. What's the kid up in Philadelphia State? Not Jimmy Clausen, the USC kid. Matt Barkley. After
that
his
part.
Junior year, had he come out and went to the NFL, he was going to be a first-round pick. But he decided he wanted to stay at USC, enjoy his senior year, finish up his degree, blah, all this good stuff.
Okay.
A year later, he gets drafted, but he ends up going in like the third or the fourth round. So that cost him millions of dollars. Millions of dollars that he stayed one more year. Now, okay, he got the degree. But his degree is not worth $1 million. His degree will not help him.
You don't know that.
That he,
well, Dwight Howard is making more money in the NBA than he will ever make finishing college somewhere.
Probably.
And if he wants to go to school, he has enough money to pay for his 4 years of education.
And he probably doesn't want
pocket.
To. Right.
Right. So why should he go to play at the University of Duke and help Duke make more money? You know what I'm saying? When he could be playing professionally for his own self.
Because
you
don't know any of that. Like I said, there are a handful of people that are at that level. The vast majority of people are not. That's why. It's just basically, it comes down to being for the greater good.
Make their own decision.
Huh?
I'm saying if they make their own decision and they go for it and they don't make it, then okay, it sucks that you don't make it, but it's going to be a whole bunch of people that graduate every year that don't make it. Or don't get to where they think that they should.
It is the overwhelming majority of people that won't make it. The overwhelming, when I'm talking about 90 to 95%, in the cases that you're talking about, the percentage is even higher. We're talking about 98 to 99%. You know, there's maybe five, you know, a year that could be at that level. Out of the thousands of people that are trying to get there, you can't have this mass stampede. You just can't have it. And
but
I understand
that
what you're saying, that it's the college sports kind of exploits these kids. Yeah, I guess it does. But, you know, but by the same token, you know, they get paid. The ones who are good get paid. They get paid.
If they make it. If they don't get injured playing college basketball, college football.
Okay. Well, that's the chance you take. You might get injured in high school and never make it to college and never get drafted. You might get injured in Dan Pop Warner and never get to play anymore. That could happen at any level.
And that's true. But if I'm a high school basketball player, like a Carl Anthony Towns that ended up going number one this year, and I knew I was going to be able to go top five anyway, or definitely top 10, Why do I got to go play at Kentucky for 1 year? Why do I got to go play 30-some-odd games at Kentucky for a year and take a chance that something's going to happen to me when I was going to get picked in the top 10? So he went number one.
Because you don't know that, for one thing. You think you are, but you don't know that. And for the second reason, like, which is I've already said this, it's for the greater good. The rules are not made just for that handful of people. It's made for everybody. And it benefits the rest of them more than it benefits that handful of people, maybe. That's probably true. There's no rule anywhere that benefits everybody equally.
Okay, so what is your solution then? Should they play the entire 4 years or whatever school?
I didn't say that they should do that. I said that they should go work within the framework that's there. That's what they should do. That's my solution. I understand that it's not a perfect solution,
but
that's what we have in place. And I think that it's better overall for all of these people that are playing basketball and football that they have to go to college. I will never think that that's a bad thing.
We're not saying that's a bad thing. However, what about the opportunity is being taken away? Why
there's
not
always,
leave the
there's
option
always,
open
every,
for
every time you're doing something, there's an opportunity cost of something that you're not doing every single time. With the time that you spend in college, maybe you could have gone and worked at Costco or whatever and made more money, you know, as a bagger or as a cashier. You could have made more money doing that because now you're in college and you ain't making no money. But at some point in time, you have to, like, make that sacrifice. And they're being forced to make that sacrifice, and I think it's a good thing. I believe that. I think that getting an education is more important than any of that stuff. And, yes, there are a handful of people who are not going to benefit from it, but the vast majority of people are going to benefit. So,
well, I disagree.
I know. I see. I hear that.
I mean, no, and I understand your point, but I don't understand. I guess what I don't get is if I wanted to be a musician, I can be a musician at age 10 or 12 or even earlier if I'm good at it. If I want to be an actor, I can do that then. And nobody says, oh, well, you need to go to college. This is going to stunt your growth. This may not work or this may not, whatever. I get to go ahead and do that. It seems like the only the only position where individuals in America don't get to pursue their dream is if you want to be a professional basketball player or professional football player. And everybody has all these reasons of why you should do whatever, just like you're saying about college. I would agree with you on college if that applied to everybody, but it doesn't apply to everybody. Because you don't put your rule on the kid that wants to be an actor. Because if you did that, we'd have no child actors. We'd have no child singers, whatever.
They are actually required to go to school. I don't know, they're not required to go to college, but they are required to go to school.
But all of these individuals are required to go to school. But it's not like any of these guys drop out of high school or do whatever. They go to college. I mean, they go to high school and they
get their diploma. They got a high school education. And they go.
But like we don't say Beyonce is killing the world because she doesn't have a college degree, which she may have a degree now or something. I don't know. Or we don't say that about Jay-Z.
I don't think she does.
Or
Raven Simone. That,
but we're saying it's about the guy at Alabama that only has about a 5-year period to earn money in his career, and then he's gonna have to go back and do something anyway. So
now here's the thing, and I hear where you're coming from, but if you think about it, most of the kids who are that into, and I'm gonna use football more so than basketball here, because I think football is the one that has a college requirement more so than basketball. Basketball just has a requirement that, from what you're saying, that you have to sit out a year or two or something like that. Football is kind of requiring college. But the difference is, like, these kids are raised from like, 5 and 6 years old. Was it Pop Warner is that young? They're doing this football thing to the exclusion of just about anything else. A lot of these kids could be considered kind of meatheads. You know, they're not really – most of them are not particularly heavy on academics. You know, I don't mean that in a bad way, but there's no other way to say that. You know, they're not particularly heavy on academics. They're not particularly skilled enough, learning skills to do anything else. Football kind of consumes them and takes up their whole lives. And if they're not forced to go to college, they won't do it. And these people need to go to college. They need to learn, you know, more so than up through high school. They need to learn, you know, how to interact with other people. They need to this life skills that are going to be taught in college. And I think, like, kind of like what you said, Zach, a lot of the time that there's going to be classes that are specifically geared at teaching them certain things that they haven't learned along the way because they kind of been pushed through because they're football players. Nobody expects them to be brainiacs. Nobody's looking for rocket science in these people. They need an education almost more than anybody else.
Why A-Rod doesn't need one?
Yeah.
What school did he play for? What school did?
Because A-Rod hasn't been spending his whole damn life getting bats in the head.
What school did Albert
Pujols play for? He hasn't been getting bats in the head and run over by bigger people all of his life since he was 5 and 6 years old. That's what football players do. That's what they sign up for. And they sign up for that well before the age of consent.
But basketball players don't do that.
They don't do that, but there's a you know, they're just as equally devoted to the craft and equally to the exclusion of other things. It's the same kind of mentality without the same kind of brutality, to be fair. But these are young men that really need some kind of structure. They really need something between the ages of 17 and 18 to 21 to fill in that gap where you're going from boyhood to manhood. There needs to be something in between there. And I'm not saying that the system that we have is perfect, but I feel that the education, whatever it is, such as it is better than nothing.
Okay, how about some solution time here? I suggest it's all or nothing. That way you give the kid the opportunity. They get evaluated. They get feedback from the league. The league gives them quality feedback. They make a decision.
Okay,
hey,
you're wasting everybody's time.
Well, I'm not going pro. If they decide to go play college, you go to college for 4 years, not two, not three.
Okay,
not one.
That's never going to happen.
The whole time. If
never.
You say, hey, I'm
gonna
going pro, then
happen.
You go pro.
Not happening. And how many people are they going to do that for?
whoever.
No, they're not doing it for whoever. You'd have to evaluate 4,000 or 5,000 kids.
But they do
they're
it
not
anyway.
Doing that.
They do it anyway. They already have a list of players that they target at that they project.
Yeah, of course they do. And it's a very short list. But there's 4,000 or 5,000 people that would be trying out, you see. And nobody's doing
that. Maybe they have to be invited to try out.
Okay, well then you have this exclusive club again. I mean, so what's the point?
If they don't get to that point anyway, they're gonna go play college. If I'm going to college and no NBA scout sends anything to my potential head football coach or my head basketball coach, if I don't get any of that stuff or any kind of feedback or I'm not on any kind of draft boards or draft predictions, you know what I'm saying? They already got players predicted out for the next 5-6 years.
I get it that you don't like the system.
I don't, but if I'm not on the board, guess what? I better look at, okay, let me just go play college sports. And then throughout my college career, since I'm going to be there for 4 years, at that point, if I develop, hey, I'll get a look when I get out. If not, hey, I went 4 years, I got my degree, I got my college experience, I move on with my life. How about
that's
an option
happen.
Like that? Why not do it that way?
Not going to happen.
Well,
because if you tell these people up front that they ain't going nowhere, then they're not going to college. Half of them don't have the brains for college anyway, and there's nothing to look forward to on the other side of it. You know, they might as well go work at McDonald's now.
See, think about it. That's even worse. And as I said, I won't use football, even though football, but if I'm a basketball player and I'm actually a good basketball player, I can't go play in the NBA right now. Well, I got to wait a year because I'm not smart enough to get into college. But meanwhile, you don't have to have a college degree to play professional basketball. So it's not like it's a requirement.
Mm-mm.
It's just something that they're making me do. But I have the skill to do it, but I can't get in it because you have this rule in place. Now, I don't necessarily agree with Tyrone's 4-year rule, but I could definitely see a 2-year rule in college basketball, where if a kid didn't get drafted and when he came out of high school, he'd have the option to go to college. And maybe 4 years would be the way. Go to school for 4 years or 2 years or whatever. But a kid should have the option. It's not going to be as many kids as everybody thinks trying to do that system. And as far as with college football, I don't see any reason they can't take a year off of that and say, hey, individuals can come out after 2 years. Or if they don't want to change that, they should at least change it to the sense where these kids can deal with agents or deal with sponsors or deal with somebody, and they can get money while they're in college. Because also, kind of like you said, if I'm a quarterback and just like the quarterback Oregon had, Darren Thomas, he was a system quarterback. No way was he going to make it to the NFL as a quarterback. And actually, maybe Nick Marshall for Auburn, he's more recent, is a better thing. He's not an NFL quarterback, but he was very successful for Auburn University. He should be able to get compensated or something for that. He should be able to do something. But see, they don't even let you do that. But if I was a regular, normal student and Nike wanted to give me sign me to a deal or give me an internship or give me something, I could get money. So it's like a lose-lose if you're these kids. So I can't come to an organization and make money, but I can't make money while I'm at this organization, too, because it's against the rules. And if I do it, then I get suspended or whatever. But everybody else around me can make money. And as soon as I get hurt, no one wants to give me a chance anymore because my body is my franchise or my body is my tool or what I use to go make money. And that part doesn't work anymore. So all I'm saying is the college degree for those type of individuals just isn't as important as it's being made out to be. It really isn't. I hear what you're saying, and it's great to have an education. I'm glad I have mine. But if you're not going to use it, what's the point? And you can't tell me that everybody out there in the world is making a living for themselves is using a degree, because we know they're not.
Nobody's trying to say there is. I mean,
put on any certain
individual. I believe there's the student athlete is going to be there. If a young adult wants to go to college and play college sports, they're going to be there. But the issue is not about them. The colleges really don't really. If it was all about the student athlete, then we would watch, you know, Butler football. You know what I'm saying? But what do? We can't wait to watch the major teams, the big teams play. They have all these pro players on their team. You know what I'm saying? If that's the case, why don't we just watch Ivy League football? Why don't we get together and watch Ivy League football every Saturday?
I don't watch any of it.
Let's watch Navy versus Army then. You know what I'm saying? Let's watch the true student athlete. Let's watch those teams.
I don't want to watch until they're professionals.
They play 4 years. They're going to be there. They're not trying to leave school.
That system is broken. I'm not saying that it's not. It needs to be revamped. Everybody's making money but these kids. I agree that needs to be. There needs to be something done about that. I don't know what the answer is, but there needs to be something done about that. They're making plenty of money, and those kids should be getting some of it. But as far as I understand what you're saying, Zach. I understand what you're saying, Tyrone. But these people need to go to college. They're better off in college than elsewhere. That's my opinion, you know.
Well, and I get what you're saying. But you're going off the free college. But I would just say someone that wants to go to college, whether you give them a scholarship or not, they're going to pursue their education.
Absolutely. And I'm not talking about them.
They wouldn't get a scholarship anymore. Because with the system we have now, you still have a whole bunch of underclassmen that decide to go to professional ranks every year. Just like the NBA draft this year. You had a whole bunch of kids that decided to go to the NBA, and a lot of them didn't get drafted. And you know what? I don't think they're too worried about it. They got bad information, or they got whatever information from whoever, and they decided to go. So you taking away that limit or whatever, all you're really doing is opening up opportunities for individuals that really want to go to school. Because now, if I'm that athlete that's on the fence, or maybe I'm a little bit better or what have you, because this kid that doesn't want to go to college or whatever is out of the way, I can get a scholarship, and I'm going to stay for 4 years because I actually want to be in school.
Well, I'm actually not – I don't care about those people. Those people will be fine. I care about the ones who've been playing football since they were 6 years old, and all that's all they know. And then you make them go to college because they got to learn something. You know, maybe they don't learn much. I hear you. But if they can get through and get that piece of paper, it gives them a better life than they would have had otherwise. Because football is not going to be there for them. So and there's more of them than the ones that make it. So I feel like that's kind of the only protection that they have. They get sold a bill of goods since they were 6 years old. They've been playing football and getting their heads bashed in and getting concussions and beating up people, and you know this is all they know. So yeah, you force them to learn something. That's the least of what should be done for them, because they're not going to get the big payout anyway. They may be able to do better than McDonald's after they graduate from college. Maybe not, but at least they get a shot at something, because it's more than they would have had, and there's way more of them than LeBron and you know, Kevin. Durant, there's so few of them that it's laughable to even mention them, because the vast majority are never going to get to that level. Or even the vast majority of them are never going to get into the sport at all.
Well,
beyond the college level.
Well, the one thing that we all can agree on is that the system needs to be revamped.
Absolutely.
It needs to be done in a way that's fair. For all, you know what I mean? So
these kids, when they're in college, they're playing like professionals, even though they're not being paid like professionals. You know, the, exactly. the scholarship is supposed to be their payment, but it doesn't. It's not enough because there's money that's being generated that they're helping to generate, and they should have a share of whatever the profits are. They should have some of that.
Well, not only are they getting a scholarship and that's not enough. The scholarships are year to year. You know what I mean? And that's something that's not really talked about. It's year to year.
No, that I didn't know. I know that they're not being adequately compensated just on the strength of the scholarships that they get, but
I met a coach that told me it's year to year. Now, this is at that time now, and you can go into the change, but there was a time, which is why we were making all this argument, that scholarship was year to year.
Yes,
so
true.
He could be here today, gone tomorrow. But go ahead, Zach.
That's true. But they've changed it now. But before it was, and this happened to me, you go in and you, when you complete spring football or whatever, and you sit down with the coaches or the head coach, and he talks to you, and he just says pretty much if he's going to retain you or if he's not going to retain you. And
oh, really?
And sat down and said, hey, you're going to be our star quarterback still next year, so you're good on scholarship. I was like, thanks, buddy. But they let you know that. But now what they've done is because they tried to do the union thing up at Northwestern and, like, the argument that college kids were not being compensated, that they're looking at the full cost of attendance. So when you sign a scholarship now, you're supposed to be signing for a 4 or 5 year term.
Yeah.
So that's what's going on now, whereas before it was a year-to-year. So now kids don't have to worry about that as much.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that they ever had to. Yeah.
Yeah,
they did.
Year-to-year.
The good thing that Calipari is doing is that he's saying he's going an extra mile up. Even if his guys go to the NBA after freshman, sophomore year, what have you, they can come back to Kentucky at any point down the line and still get their college degree.
Oh, okay.
So what Coach Cal is doing is he's using the system and using it to his advantage. You know what I mean? You know? So he's saying, hey, come to me. I don't care if you go pro. You're only here, and I understand why you're here. You're here because you got to be. But while you're here, I'm going to coach you up, and I'm going to let you ride out, let you go. Go. And then things don't work out, or later on you decide to get your degree, come on back to me. So he's taking that approach, and he's winning with that approach because he's getting NBA players left and right. Well, just past season, 7 players on his team went pro. Out of his 12 to 15-man roster, 7 of them got drafted this year. Or 7 of them went pro. Let me just go that way. You know what I'm saying? Are on NBA rosters, NBA summer league rosters. You know, 7 players went to the draft last year, on this past season. That's like half his team.
You sure it wasn't 8?
Oh.
It may be 8. Yeah, I know it's 7 for sure. So it could be 8. Yeah. Mm-hmm. 7 or 8. Yeah.
So that is the exception and not the rule. Yeah.
Well.
Because
well,
there's not enough roster spots for that to happen to everybody, you know.
Exactly. It's not, but.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but spinning it all the way back, if you're a college student and you're a student athlete, then you go to college and you play.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But if you want to go pro, I just don't see where you should be told, hey, you can't go. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It may be a deterrence or maybe something like, okay, go ahead and check it out. However, these are the things that will happen if you go and you don't get selected. Hey, you will not be a college eligible anymore. You know what I'm saying? Those are the risks that you take. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
We encourage you to not do it. But if you do, it's your choice. You know what I'm saying? And then here's the feedback. Here's the feedback that we're getting from the NBA or from the NFL. You're going to be basically the 52nd player on the NFL roster. You know what I'm saying? So why even go if that's where they project you right now? Just stay.
Well, if you make the practice squad, does that count as professional?
It does.
It does, but you don't get the you don't get the same pay.
You get
football,
something, I guess.
You don't have,
yeah.
I think it's like $1,000 a week. It's not as much as price you would want. Better to stay in school. If you go pro in football and you don't make it, then you're taking a big chance. If you go pro in basketball and don't make it, then a lot of those guys play overseas and they can still make six figures plus a year, which is good. They just are not playing in the country. So football players are the ones that are kind of the all or nothing. But even with that, you're all or nothing anyway in football because there's a whole bunch of dudes that stay for 4 years and still don't get the opportunity. And football being as vibrant as it is, as you said, the sooner you can get to the league as a football player, the better it is for you because that's less hits you're taking on your body and just less chance for injury. And you get injured in football, they don't want you. I mean, you get injured as a professional in football, they don't want you. Peyton Manning went through that. Peyton Manning, as great as he is, the Indianapolis coach didn't want him anymore after he got injured. So
he sure didn't.
It's,
well, guys,
it's a delicate situation.
Yeah.
Well, that's all we have. That's the end of our show for today. And, you know, starting, we want you to come back for a terrific Tuesday.
Yeah.
We have a special guest that will be in the building. In order to find out, you will need to tune in.
Tune in tomorrow.
Tuesday night
mm-hmm.
between 8:30 and 8:31 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Huh?
Or to catch your podcast when it posts.
I thought we agreed on 9.
We did.
Good night.
Yeah.